Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's still the standard now that more Americans have died under President Biden than President Trump.
I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Far more unwilling we should be, whether that case is right or wrong.
But let me say this, I don't know if President Trump and I will ever see eye to eye on that day.
Would there be any public health benefit to furthering spread?
You're talking about something really dangerous.
Do me a favor, cut the music. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, if you got music playing under it, maybe you're not being taken seriously enough. It's basically what you need to get to. I don't know. Hey, glad you are back with us. So could you cut the music, Carl, please? Because things are about to get real. I'm just saying. I'm happy you're with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We got lots to get to this hour, including this mess at the border, folks. Specifically Peter Ducey hanging Anthony Fauci out to dry. I mean, he teed this guy up like one of my drives yesterday on the golf course. Now, not that I hit the ball very well, but the point is I envision Anthony Fauci's face on that golf ball yesterday every time I smacked it. And Peter Ducey smacked one yesterday. Can I just tell you that? That's what happened. Because they're talking about these new requirements to fly in or out of the country, and you got to prove you've had a COVID test. It doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated, because it doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You still carry COVID. You still transmit COVID, which is the insanity of this situation we've worked ourselves into now. So we're going to talk that over with John Pudner, who has been examining this issue, and I'll let you hear that exchange between Peter Ducey and Dr. Fofo Fauci yesterday. We'll get to all that coming up here shortly. At the bottom of the hour, for those of you who, if you know somebody who suffers from sleep apnea, the question that immediately follows is, do you use a CPAP? Do you use one of those breathing machines that basically prevents you from snoring and keeps you from waking up multiple times every hour because you're cutting off your own oxygen supply and you get a good night's sleep when you use one of these things? One of the solutions to it anyway. But there's been a big recall affecting these things, and it's been a little bit, lots of people have questions, and the phones have been ringing a lot for local sleep doctors like Dr. Joe Ogile. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit more about that. And next hour, we're going to discuss this potential government shutdown. Oh, my gosh. Apparently, Jen Circleback Psaki wants you to believe Republicans are playing games. They're trying to shut down the government to stop this vaccine mandate. Well, several of them have said, I'm not voting for cloture on this, funding bill for the government until we remove language in there that about the mandates. And now we're holding everybody hostage. And last time the government shut down, I didn't notice. Plus, we saved a few bucks along the way, although I'm sure we went back and played. We probably went back and paid a lot of those bills anyway. But you see my point. that's part of what's going on. We're going to talk to Jared Halpern about that. He's been covering the story up in D.C., so we'll get to him coming up in the next hour. Yesterday, the big Supreme Court decision, or case, I should say, they heard arguments, and we got a glimpse, a little glimpse, of maybe where some, because of the line of questioning, this thing's been looked up one side, down the other, all of the headlines in the left-wing media, the justices on the conservative justices have indicated that they want to get rid of Roe v. Wade just because they ask a few questions like this one or statements, I should say. Cut number two, Brett Kavanaugh, please.
I want to be clear about what you're arguing and not arguing.
Yes.
And to be clear, you're not arguing that the court somehow has the authority to itself prohibit abortion, or that this court has the authority to order the states to prohibit abortion, as I understand it, correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
And as I understand it, you're arguing that the Constitution's silent and therefore neutral on the question of abortion. In other words, that the Constitution's neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, but leaves the issue for the people of the states or perhaps Congress to resolve in the democratic process. Is that accurate?
Right. We're saying it's left to the people, Your Honor.
Thank you. As it should have been in every state left to the people. But that's, of course, not what happened. We know that. It was a bad decision to begin with, and hopefully they're going to reverse it. I mean, the arguments to keep it are baffling to me. And yesterday, Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor were trying to argue why it's important to protect bad decisions that have been made by the Supreme Court. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go.
Stare decisis, an important principle in any case. And here, for the reasons that Casey mentioned, especially so, to prevent people from thinking that this court is a political institution that will go back and forth depending on what part of the public yells loudest. And preventing people from thinking that the court will go back and forth depending on changes to the court's membership.
Yeah. So stare decisis is important because if we reverse a horrible decision by the Supreme Court, that almost all legal scholars look at this and say it didn't have any grounds for the decision. It was in large part a political decision by the court at the time. If we go back and fix that, people won't have confidence in the court. Really? That's Elena Kagan's defense of keeping things, the Roe decision, exactly the way it was? Because no matter how bad a decision it was, if we recognize that and fix it, we're somehow undermining people's confidence in the court. This is the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard. Would that stand up in any courtroom in America? If that's how we're running our legal system, we've got problems. So I'm hoping that in June, we're going to get the right decision out of the court, which is to go back and look at this as a bad decision from the get-go that needs to be tweaked. And it doesn't, as Brett Kavanaugh said, it doesn't outlaw abortion. That's not what it does. It gives each state the right to make that decision. You know the difference between what's going on in Missouri and what's going on in Illinois. Obviously, you can move across the river if you're pro-abortion, and they're going to have very different rules because hard left progressives run the state of Illinois. So that's how it would work if indeed this Mississippi law passes the sniff test up in the Supreme Court. We'll see how that goes. We're going to get to that. Right now, though, I want you to hear this bite yesterday from Peter Ducey when he was addressing Dr. Fauci on these new rules for American citizens flying in and out of the country.
Has you advised the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country? Does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
Yeah, no, but that's a different issue. For example, when you talk
about... That's a different issue. Stop, PETA. I can't talk about that. That's a different issue. We got to talk about things we can control. PETA. Yeah, come on, man. He teed him up like a golf ball for that one. Let's get to my guest. John Putner is with us. He is the president of the Take Back Action Fund and has been looking at this situation with travelers and these illegal immigrants. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I loved what Peter Ducey did there because he completely set up Fauci to admit the fallacy of this approach to supposedly keeping out the new COVID infections from the United States, or for that matter, a bunch of other diseases, because we don't check people coming across the border for anything.
We don't. And it was a perfect follow-up to the White House briefing with Jen Psaki last week, because I want your listeners to focus on her exact quote when she was asked about this seemingly hypocritical distinction. Yeah. She said that they didn't need to test illegal immigrants because, quote, they're not intending to stay for a lengthy period of time. Now, I'll go to Pew Research on this. Pew Research, liberal researcher, says the average illegal immigrant stay is 13.6 years. The average tourist stay is 9.8 days, international tourists. So I mean, this is just completely out of touch. How do you even make that statement?
Oh, I would agree. Well, the worst thing about it is how U.S. citizens are dealt with differently. And I'm sure they'll test everyone, but specifically, U.S. citizens returning are going to have to go get one of these, what's it called, a PSR test or PSC test. In other words, the one you buy over the counter is not going to be good enough. You're going to have to go to a clinic somewhere and get this official blood test, which you're going to probably have to pay for out of pocket, I'm assuming, in a foreign country somewhere before you can come home. And somebody who's violating our sovereignty by walking across the southern border doesn't even have to have paperwork.
That's right. I mean, the hypocrisy of, you know, social distancing and all these things are necessary, you know, unless you're at a defund the police rally or crossing the border. There's just no logic to it. And I hope we'll focus on what New York Governor Kathy Hochul did yesterday. They had a big press release on how they're bringing tourism back to New York, and they're going to spend $450 million to bring tourism back, and all well and good. And then on their actual governor's webpage put, this coincides with the reopening of international borders. I mean, the same day that we're hearing not only about the testing, but there's talk of a 7-day quarantine. So going back to if that international tourist is staying an average of 9.8 days and you're locking them in a hotel room for 7 of those, you know, outside of Uber Eats, I don't know who in New York's going to prosper from tourism. So the hypocrisy on both ends is just crazy.
Yeah, we're talking to John Putner, and president of the Take Back Action Fund. I have to ask, the American people, in my opinion, are really growing tired of this. And they look at states like Florida, who've taken the opposite approach of Joe Biden and the opposite approach of the governor over here in Illinois and the governor in California and all of these blue states. And they're like, well, they've got freedom in Florida. They're not facing any of these restrictions, these mask requirements, these requirements in schools, none of this. And everything seems to be going fine down there. What does that portend for them for 2022, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a big problem. And of course, they've tried to vilify DeSantis in Florida. But last week, a report out was that Florida actually had the lowest per capita numbers of new COVID cases in the country. Michigan had the highest, and almost opposite extremes on reacting to it. And look, I take COVID seriously, but I think DeSantis has laid this out right from the beginning, is we're going to trust science. We're going to protect the vulnerable. We're going to, you know, we know who dies of this and steps we have to take. And he's kept everything open. I live in Wisconsin, but I was just down in Florida with family last week. And, you know, there's, it's wide open. And so, you know, within certain, obviously certain caution and people being responsible. But But yeah, there's a reason, 330,000 people left New York last year.
Yeah, very true. John, you are of course, the executive director of Take Back Our Republic. One of the issues you guys are looking at is election reform and what went wrong in 2020. The pandemic and taking advantage of a good crisis, in my opinion, is what went wrong. What is your organization doing or trying to do to try to help address that problem? Because obviously you're in Wisconsin, one of the states where they've had to look at this as well.
Yeah, and I will just say, we're actually president of Take Back Action. We're now completely C4 is what I work with, so it's just takebackaction.org.
Okay.
But some of the same issues. You know, we need election integrity issues. I think we need to bring kind of instant runoffs where you have to have a majority to win, because you know, you need people to trust who wins the election, and you need the people who win to have majority support. So if you can do things like cleaning up voting rolls, you know, voter ID laws, you know, take these integrity steps so people will trust the results. But then also, I think one thing the southern states do have going for them is they have these runoff elections, so you have to get to 50%. And if you're in a New York appealing to the squad, you know, you're not appealing for 50%. So I think that's what happened last month with just these conservative wins in a bunch of states. You know, not that many had elections, but everything from police to other items, they just showed that a party's out of touch right now. They're going to have to correct.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these states in question have Republican legislatures. They're the ones that can impact this, and they can impact it quickly. I don't see that happening enough, in my opinion.
Well, and I just focused on some New York elections last month that really pertained to voter integrity. There were measures put on the ballot there to have same day voting. You know, you don't have to register to vote, just show up, and have no excuse absentee ballot. Now, everyone assumed New Yorkers would support that. Neither of those measures got 40%. So you cannot same-day vote in New York. You cannot vote absentee unless you have an excuse. That's of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
So so I want to take that. If you're a legislator in Wisconsin or Georgia, one of these states, and you get hit for this is some kind of anti-democratic thing to require people to register to vote and see their ID, you say, no, actually, even New Yorkers in direct democracy and a vote wanted this stuff. You know, they don't want their vote canceled out by a fraudulent vote. So I hope legislators will take some confidence from that actual vote and refer to it and not be defensive about passing some of these measures.
Yeah, I hope so. How can people find your organization, John?
So it's takebackaction.org.
Okay.
On the web is the quickest way.
Outstanding. John Putner, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ducey just teed up Fauci. I mean, what a bunch of hypocrites. You got millions of people flooding the southern border who don't even have to be tested to get into this country. They don't have to prove their citizenship because they're trying to get asylum, and we're shipping them all over the country. Like, talk about super spreaders. But if you go to Mexico on vacation, before you can get back in the country, you have to go take a negative COVID test. What have I, like, been transported to a different planet? I don't know. It's just upside down. It's the upside down sometimes. Speaking of which, Denise brought this up in the last hour, the Matt Walsh case.
Yes.
Right? Very conservative, great, great, great talk show host. Who's syndicated across the country, does a blog that's on every day, so you can hear what he has to say. And the local college Republicans got permission from SLU, believe it or not, to have him come to campus to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to speak at one church or on the campus. Mm-hmm. They required a mask. He said, I'm not talking for an hour wearing a mask. So they moved it to a church on campus, which is not run by the university but is associated with it. They agreed to it. Then they went and listened and read some of his comments on, apparently, believe it or not, abortion. I'm not sure what they would disagree with him on with that. And immigration, and they didn't like it. So they canceled him at the church. So they had to take him off campus to speak, where all the crazy loony lefties at SLU went over there and protested his right to have an opinion. That's what we're talking about here, my right to have an opinion. Matt Walsh's right to have an opinion. That's different than theirs, and they wanted him shut down. So Walsh responded to this. Now, the speech was last night. It went off without a hitch. It was a sellout crowd. But go to cut 25 for me, Carl, please.
I was requested to come to SLU and give a speech on December 1st, which is today.
And the event was approved by the administration. But then the leftist groups on campus decided that this cannot be allowed to happen, right? My views, especially the views that that babies are people and that women aren't men, those two views especially, are so out of line, so outrageous, so toxic, they said, that if they are allowed to be uttered on or near the campus, people might literally die.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they put a letter out to this, to SLU, these student groups, said that people, it was dangerous to have him on campus because he thinks men are men and women are women, and he must be transphobic. That must be it. Just to think that there were only two genders, you're transphobic. To be anti-abortion, to be against the killing of millions of innocent lives, that's unacceptable. Apparently by the Catholic Church, who knew? We're learning something here. You go, Matt Walsh. I'm glad you got your speech in last night. We won't let these people silence us. It's ridiculous. Coming up, though, we are going to talk to my friend Dr. Joe Ogile, find out more about the threat that apparently exists out there through some of these CPAP machines. We're going to clear all that up for you. Coming up.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can tell you, Carl, you might hear the secrets in my sleep. I like the theme music, but when you don't sleep well, you don't dream, so you wouldn't talk in your sleep. So that's the point here. We're talking about sleep apnea, and one of the devices used to treat it, if you have used a CPAP machine, you know what I'm talking about, or maybe your spouse or someone uses one. And there's recently been a recall on that, so I invited my friend Dr. Joe Ogile to join us this morning from the Clayton Sleep Institute. And Dr. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to hear from you and be on your show, and glad you're doing well.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have you on here. You know, I'm looking through some headlines the other day, and I found an article from the Financial Times overseas where they had interviewed you regarding this very same situation, this CPAP recall, which I'm sure your office has been fielding a lot of questions about.
We have. It's been going on for several months, and I really want to thank you again for the opportunity for you and I to talk to our friends and neighbors in our community about the issue, because it's a common issue. So they're about early summer, about June, The FDA and Philips issued a recall on several of their machines, which totaled between 3 and 4 million machines worldwide.
Wow.
The recall has to do with the foam that's sound baffling, and there were reported cases of the foam getting hard over time and flaking off and could come into the tubing. So they issued some guidance around that. The initial guidance, and I think this is important for you and I to understand too, is they initially had this guidance that said people should stop their machines and call their doctor or their equipment company. That has been changed now to they should not stop the machine, but talk to their doctors and about whether they should continue it, and if they don't want to continue it, what are some other options?
Right.
And so that, I think, has been an improvement in the guidance. And the analysis there is what we call a risk-benefit analysis. So, for instance, someone who has very severe sleep apnea, who can't stay awake while driving, or has underlying heart disease or lung disease or whatnot, them stopping their machine is going to be a much greater risk in most cases than just waiting for the replacement machines which are being offered. And if they're concerned, unless they're having some of this debris, there is a filter that the equipment companies are offering or that you can get on Amazon that you just can put into the hose, and that'll take care of picking up any particles that may be there.
Yeah, so really you've been fielding a lot of these phone calls, which, you know, in large part probably should have been going to the folks at Philips trying to explain to people, don't panic. You know, let's look back at your records and see what your degree of problem might be to determine the steps moving forward. And there are solutions out there, right?
There are solutions. So the first solution is going to be, first of all, to take a deep breath. They should go to the Philips website, philips.com. Take their machine, turn it around, get the number off the back, and you put the number in, your serial number. It should tell you right away your machine's affected or not affected. We do have patients whose machines are not affected.
Okay.
So that's an important thing to do. Secondly, if then it says it's affected, you need to register, because Philips, in line with the FDA, is offering solutions. The solution currently is, they're lining people up to receive new machines, the as I understand it, the DreamStation 2, which is an excellent machine. It's new. Patients have been getting them. Our patients do report. We do not get notification. The patients are just telling us, they just show up at their door. They go to the door one day, and there's a brand new positive airway pressure device from Philips on their doorstep.
Wow.
So how rapidly that will occur is not clear to me in particular. We know that they're manufacturing them as rapidly as they can, but again, when you have to manufacture that many machines, that's an issue, so it's going to take a little bit. Secondly, it's caused a worldwide shortage of machines, because as the biggest manufacturer, they haven't been shipping machines to those of us that give them to the patients since probably April or May.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry,
no,
Mark.
I just want people to know, in case they just tuned in, I'm talking to Dr. Joe Ogile from the Clayton Sleep Institute. Off the issue of the CPAP machine for just a moment, for people who either have never been treated for it or don't know if they've got sleep apnea, maybe I could have you take a minute or two to explain how serious this can be for people who haven't had it treated.
Thank you, Mark. It's a much more pleasant topic, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
So obstructive sleep apnea is basically an anatomic issue. If you think about your anatomy, and in other words, if you look in the mirror and you look like your mom and dad, if your family members have obstructive sleep apnea, you're at high risk for it. So that's one thing to consider. If your spouse or bed partner says, "Hey, you're really snoring quite a bit at night," or "I hear you pause or gasp," that puts you in over 90% likely that you could have it. So it's the airway. Apnea means a lack of breathing for about 10 seconds or greater when you're sleeping, because your air pipe's obstructing. It's just an anatomy problem.
Yes.
It happens. It's not anybody's fault that it occurs. I tell people, Mark, as a Catholic, I'm riven with guilt, but I want to make sure I do what I can to help our patients not have guilt. So this isn't their fault. And we want to take a positive approach of saying, hey, look, this is just something you have, and we're going to get it fixed. So if the anatomy is closing off or obstructing, the way to open that anatomy is we pressure, or the most common way is to pressurize the throat. For instance, we put a little, think about your airway as a balloon. Your nose is the neck of the balloon. Your throat's the bulb of the balloon. We put a little pressure with the PAP machine into the nose, and it expands the throat. What can happen if you have this? If it's going on, it irritates your brain. You don't get deep sleep. You can be tired during the day, excessively so.
Oh, yeah.
People who fall asleep driving. I had a patient one time fall asleep using a chainsaw while he was sawing. I mean, these are extreme. So if you're a heavy equipment operator, truck driver, et cetera, or just a mom or dad or a person, right? It also puts you at risk for high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, atrial fibrillation. A very common reason for referrals for atrial fibrillation, elevated blood sugars, migraines. You can go on with a few things. So I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah, well, people can always go to claytonsleep.com to find out more about the Clayton Sleep Institute. And Dr. Ogile, you're great. Appreciate having you on again, my friend.
Mark, God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you very much. Dr. Joe Ogile, from the Clayton Sleep Institute there, kind of filling us in on what's going on with that. His phones have been ringing off the hook for months.
I bet. People
wanting to know what's going on with this, right? And Philips has got millions of these units to replace, apparently, so they've been working overtime trying to get them shipped out, but hopefully they've got a handle on it here. And nobody's died as a result of whatever the recall is. It's just was identified as a risk, and then they had to issue all this this recall paperwork that's gone out. Hey, let's get to a quick break here. We are going to get to Jared Halperin coming up in the next hour and talk a little bit more about this Supreme Court decision as well, which I haven't had a chance to delve too far into this morning. And some more comments on this J6 committee. This witch hunt going on in Washington, D.C. By Nancy Pelosi and her minions that she's put on this committee. We'll get to more of that coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You know Biden, Kamala, and Psaki, and Fauci. All of their guidance has left people grouchy. But do you recall the most famous mandate of all? Rudolph the unvaxxed reindeer had a very shiny nose. Some people say that COVID is the reason that it glows.
Good stuff, good stuff. Rudolph the unvaxxed reindeer. We'll let it play in the background here. It's about the mandate messing up Christmas because the other reindeer won't fly with Rudolph because he's unvaxxed. So no presents make it under the tree. Here we go.
Rudolph tried to save the night, but the sleigh would not take flight. Then how the children woke up with no gifts under the tree. Rudolph the unvaxxed reindeer got screwed by the CDC.
Good for them. Good for whoever came up with that. I don't know who to credit. It was shared on been shared on the internet a million times, so you might have even heard it by now. I thought that was pretty clever of them.
Then let's say you created it, Mark.
Yeah, I created it, actually.
Good job,
Mark
Cox.
Who to give credit to, but I'll take credit for it, darn it. That's funny stuff. But glad you got that. Hey, coming up, the government might shut down. Now, we could consider that an early Christmas present, I imagine, because less government is good government. But a lot of people are angry. Who are they blaming? Must be the Republicans. We're going to talk to Jared Halpern about that coming up here in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. And more on abortion and the arguments yesterday in D.C. And we'll also talk about this St. Louis County police officer who lost his life yesterday in the line of duty. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.